Well, we're going to continue our series on attitudes this morning. You know, there are so many things in life that we just don't really have control over. And there's some people that freak out about that. Now, we call those people control freaks. So they want to control everything and everybody around them. And you know what? Those people are usually very, very frustrated, unhappy people. And well, sadly, they kind of frustrate and make other people unhappy around them. But the truth is that all of us get frustrated, get anxious at times about things that we have no control over. There are so many things in life that just kind of happen and happen to us that we didn't choose. But there's one thing that we always have a choice about, and that is our attitude. Each and every day, throughout the day, we get to choose our attitude. Our attitude does not just happen to us, but it's something that we choose. Now, it may not be easy to choose a different attitude, but we can. Just recently, Carmen was watching the grandkids, enjoying the grandkids, and Kyler did something to his sister that was mean. And so Emery is very upset with little brother. Well, there's nothing unusual about this story, is there? Not yet. But Emery is sitting down, arms folded, scowl on her face, unhappy. And Carmen says to her, "So, Emery, are you just going to sit there and be unhappy and be mad? Or do you want to decide to be happy so we can play?" Well, Emery sat there for just a minute. And Carmen said that after a minute, a smile came across her face. And she got up ready to play. Oh, couldn't we all just be like that? Why couldn't we just be like that? They say, "Oh no, I got adult problems. I got real things happening." Listen, most of us have lived long enough. We've learned to have certain attitudes about life. And we just kind of accept the attitude that comes on us. And we even say things like, "Well, that's just the way I am." But I'm telling you this morning that it may not be easy, but it is simple. You can choose to have a different attitude. And there's mean people in this world, and there's things that happen that we don't like, but you can still choose your attitude. Last week, Jonathan preached a great message about how you can know the will of God. And he told you that one of the ways you can absolutely know the will of God is through the Word of God, through the Scriptures. I have always liked to call it the written will of God, because he speaks so plainly and so clearly about how he wants us to live and what he wants us to do and things that are not his will. He makes it very clear in his Word. But you will never find it more clear than our key verse this morning. We're going to go to 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Anybody want to know the will of God for you this morning? Well, it says it so clearly. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." In everything. In everything. In everything. This is the will of God for you, that in everything you give thanks. It didn't say for everything. You know, when something bad happens, we're not thanking God for the bad thing that happened. But when something bad happens, when we're in the midst of difficulty and challenges in life, in the midst of it, in everything, we give thanks. We want to know the details. "God, show me your will about this and about this, and this job, is this person, this house. Show me your will, oh God." If we obey the Word of God and the will of God that we know to do, it's amazing how God works out the details. In everything, give thanks. You see, this seems like such a little thing, such a trite thing. Some people are thinking, hey, Pastor, it's not Thanksgiving. We're not there yet. What are you talking about, Thanksgiving? You know what? I think sometimes Thanksgiving almost does more harm than good because giving thanks gets relegated to a day. This is lifestyle for the believer. This is something that we're supposed to exhibit in our life 24/7. In everything, give thanks. Easy to say, not always easy to do. But we need that attitude of gratitude, that it truly is the way that we live our life as a thankful person. So, are you doing God's will in your life? Oh, well, I'm doing the big things. This is a big thing to God. Over 150 times in the scripture, it speaks of giving thanks or being grateful. Over 150 times. This is a big deal to God. He wants us to be a thankful people. If you read Romans chapter 1, you will read about how that man became so depraved. We talk about our culture and how depraved man has become. Let me tell you what Romans chapter 1 says the first step in man heading that direction was. That although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God nor were thankful. It is one of the first steps to getting away from God, to a culture moving away from God, is that they are no longer thankful. We are living in an ungrateful generation, and I say to you, Christian, this morning, that the word of God to you today is that in everything you give thanks. Are you doing God's will? In everything, give thanks. Psalm 92 and 1 says, it is good to give thanks to the Lord. It's good to give thanks to the Lord. You know what? It's good to give thanks to the Lord because He deserves it. He is worthy of our thanks all of the time. It's also good to give thanks to the Lord, though, because when you give thanks to the Lord, you see, when you have that attitude of gratitude, you become a joyful person. It will impact your countenance. It'll change your outlook on life if you become this person who gives thanks in everything. It's amazing how we can always find something to be gloom about and upset over, and we can always find things to be grateful for. I read about four men that went out to play golf, and as they started, you know, down the first fairway, you know how that goes. Invariably, one of them makes a bad shot. And he started complaining about the course and the fairway. Then in a few minutes, another one was complaining about the golf cart. He didn't like the way the golf cart worked and how that, you know, and they complained and they complained and complained until finally one man, he spoke up and he said, you know what, guys? I think we just need to be glad we're on this side of the grass. Okay. I'm not going to explain it. Never mind. There's always, you playing golf and you find something to gripe about. It's amazing how people can be on a boat out on the lake and they're all upset about something. Anybody ever gone on vacation and found things to gripe about? It's amazing how we can find something to gripe about. How much more should we be able to find something to give God thanks for in everything, no matter what is going on, we should be able to give God thanks. There's something about human nature that we can have 9 out of 10 things in our life that are really, really good, but we will focus on that one thing that's not the way we want it right now. And the world that we live in is so bent that way. In fact, in our nation especially, there is this attitude that you just can't be truly satisfied. Whatever you have, it's not really enough. It's built into our culture, to our advertising. It's the way that so much of our culture works, is you can't really be happy with your situation and who you're with and what you have. But I'm telling you that for the child of God, it ought to be a way of life that in everything we give thanks. An attitude of gratitude in everything. Yes, in this pandemic right now, in everything we give thanks. I tell you, in this pandemic, I am so thankful. I have found so many things during this time that have made me grateful. I am so grateful for the people of God. I'm so grateful that how the Lord is blessing His people and His church. That when things should be so difficult, that things should be such a struggle, God is blessing this church financially. And I hear reports again and again of how He's blessing people individually and providing for their needs. I'm just telling you, in the midst of a pandemic, yes, in everything, we give thanks. I am thankful to be able to come and worship. See, we don't like the restrictions. We don't like having to wear a mask. And we can focus on the restrictions, and we can focus on the mask, and we can walk into the doors with a grumpy, sorry attitude when we came to praise God. I'm just telling you, we need to, in everything, give thanks. I'm going to put this mask on. I don't like it, but I'm going to give God thanks. Y'all getting kind of quiet there. We're going to be all right. Last week, when I was not able to be here, I was so glad that I could participate and be a part by watching online. Now, I've got to tell you, it is not the same. It is not the same in any shape, form, or fashion. It is not the same as being together in the presence of God with the people of God. But I thank God for the technology and being able to do that when you can't be here. And those of you that can't be here right now, thank God for being able to worship that way right now. So many things that we can find to be grateful for, or we can just act like the world and complain about everything. You know, last week, I felt kind of sorry for myself. Anybody else ever been there? My wife had surgery for cancer, and here I was sick. Felt kind of sorry. But you know what? It didn't last. Because I realized how good the Lord is. And God showed me so much blessing by the prayers of His people. And how people brought food by and helped. And I'm just telling you, I felt so blessed. I'm thankful that when my wife was diagnosed with cancer, that we have a healer. I'm so thankful for her great faith. This woman is a giant spiritually. Her faith is so strong. I stand back just in amazement. You know what? I thank God that her faith is like that, that she's so strong. And I thank God for good doctors. I would rather this didn't happen. I would rather she had an instant miracle. But you know what? I know that God is faithful and He'll bring us through to victory. And I'm giving Him thanks in everything. You see, I'm not saying that we don't have real problems and real situations that maybe in the natural should upset us. I'm saying that in the midst of it, our God is more than enough and we can give Him thanks. But what a time to get sick, huh? So, I thank God that I lost 7 pounds. I've been trying to lose that 7 pounds for a long, long time. I got a breakthrough. I'm just saying. But there's always something to be upset about, and there's always something to thank God for. So we choose to be thankful in everything. That attitude of gratitude, it absolutely is a choice. You can choose to be thankful. It doesn't take any special skills or ability or education. Listen, it's not dependent upon your environment. It is something that you choose to do. So I just want to say this morning, I am grateful that God saved me, that He paid the price for my sins. I am thankful that He loves me in spite of me. Not because of who I am, but because of who He is. I am thankful for His grace, His mercy that abides on my life every day. For His peace, His joy, His blessings that just keep on coming after me. I thank the Lord for health, for prosperity. I am grateful for my family, for my wife of almost 38 years, for children who serve the Lord. I'm telling you, I have so much to be thankful for. I'm thankful for my grandson and my granddaughter. I'm thankful for all of you. I am thankful for a church family, brothers and sisters in Christ that love me and that are good to me, that are kind to one another, that don't have strife in our midst. I'm so thankful. So many things that I find to be thankful for as a pastor. I count myself so privileged to serve as your pastor, and I thank the Lord that He would show me the grace to use me in some way to minister to somebody else and help somebody else along their way. This is pretty easy for me, actually, to be thankful. And I acknowledge that when you're going through a hard time, it's not easy always, but we can, in everything, give thanks. So often it is a matter of perspective. I hear people complaining about taxes. I've done some of that myself. But you know what? I've decided I'm not going to complain about taxes. I'm going to thank God that I make enough money that I have to pay taxes. Some people don't. And some of us that do pay taxes, we like to complain about the ones that don't. I'm glad I make enough money to have to pay taxes. Some of you, you're working on that right now, aren't you? You're thinking about that way too hard. I'm just telling you, you got to get there where you're going to give thanks in everything. Some people like to complain about the handicapped parking. They pull up to the store. They say, well, there's 7 of those things, places nobody's parked in one, and I got to park out here because I can't park there. I am so thankful that I don't need a handicapped spot. I'm also thankful that I can park way out and get my lazy self out of the car seat and walk those extra steps that I happen to need. And I'm thankful that the people who need that spot have that place to park. Because if they're dealing with a handicap, they don't need to have to park out there. I'm thankful they have that. You see, it's just a matter of perspective, how we can join in with the attitudes of the world and act just like the world, or we can act like the people of God, the children of God, and in everything, we find a way to give Him thanks. I know that it's not always easy. I know that it's a challenge at times. And so I want to give you 5 things this morning, just quickly, 5 things this morning that will help you. It is a choice that you make, but there are certain things that we can do that will help us to have that attitude of gratitude. Number 1, we pray with thanksgiving. This is a familiar verse. It's Philippians 4:6. He says, "Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." You see, first of all, let's notice this, that he says to pray with thanksgiving. No matter what is going on in our world, we don't complain to God and act like, "Hey God, why don't you do something about this?" But instead, when we talk to him, we speak to him with reverence and thanksgiving. But notice this, he says, "Be anxious for nothing." You see, we can be all upset, all bent out of shape. Anybody got something to be bent out of shape? Three of you. The rest of you should be shouting hallelujah, thank you God today. We all have things at times that we can be bent out of shape over. He says, don't be bent out of shape about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, you present your request to God. And what I want you to understand is that we pray with thanksgiving because our God is more than enough. Whatever it is that would trouble us, upset us, whatever it is in life that we're dealing with, we need to realize that we have a God who's bigger. Whatever the storm is, there's a God who can speak peace to that storm. Whatever illness, there's a God who is our healer. Even when tragedy and heartache comes, he's the one who's the God of all comfort. He binds up the brokenhearted. He heals the brokenhearted. I'm just telling you, whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through, you're praying to a God who can take care of it. And so we pray, and it's not a coincidence here that it says it, with thanksgiving. You see, even in our prayer, it's got to be there that we are praying with thanksgiving. And I'll tell you, the peace will come. The victory will come. Daniel, we all know the story of Daniel and how he was thrown into the lion's den for praying. Here's what it says in Daniel 6:10. He knelt down on his knees three times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days. Now think about this. Daniel lived in such a wicked time. You talk about corruption in politics, corruption in the government. He lived in such a wicked time that his enemies got a law decreed just to get him. They got together. They said, "We're going to get this Daniel. Now how can we get him?" You know what? He likes to pray three times a day, so we're going to get the king to pass a decree that anybody that does that's going to be thrown in the lion's den. Now, you know how we could get some people to pray more? Tell them you can't. But that's not what happened with Daniel. This was his custom from early days. He would pray, but what else did it say? We read it right there in 6:10. He prayed and gave thanks. This was his way of life, to pray and give thanks. And when they said, "You can't do it anymore," he still prayed and he gave thanks. You know the story. They threw him in the lion's den, and God shut the mouths of the lions, and Daniel was delivered from the lion's den safely. But the rest of the story is that then they brought all of his enemies and their whole families, and they threw them into the lion's den. And the scripture says that before they ever hit the ground, the lions consumed them. Don't tell me that praying with thanksgiving doesn't work. Don't tell me that our God is not mighty enough. We need to realize that whatever we're dealing with, whatever we're facing, God can take care of it. And so, like Daniel, we pray with thanksgiving. It should be a way of life. It ought to be our custom that we do this every day. We pray with thanksgiving. Next, choose to focus on the good things. It really is about perspective. If we're going to have that attitude of gratitude, a lot of it has to do with the way that we look at life. You see, our attitudes and our perspective now, to a great degree, are formed by our thought patterns. You can choose your attitude. You absolutely can. But did you know it's really hard to have an attitude of gratitude when you're thinking about all of the negative things and the terrible things going on in this world? And as much as I thank God for technology and the blessing that it can be, I want you to know that when we have all of the negative things, all of the horrible things in our world coming at us through technology all day long, we see all of the evil of man. We see all of the ugly things going on, everything that's wrong with our world. It makes it hard to be grateful, to in everything give thanks. But here's what the Bible says. Now, we read Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Here's verse 8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Another translation says, fix your mind on them. These are the things that we're supposed to think about. We're not supposed to think about all the negative stuff. You see, so much of it depends on what you focus on. Are there any good things going on in the world? I want to tell you there absolutely are. God is still moving and working. There are so many good people. We have a church full of good people who love God and love one another. And I'm just telling you, there's so much good going on in the world. Think about such things. You intentionally choose to think about those things. Don't allow yourself to think about all of the unholy things and ungodly things and impure things and all of the bad things that are happening in our world. You'll make it so hard for yourself to ever be able to in everything give thanks. So you focus on the good things. You get your mind on the good things and you decide to think about those things, and all of a sudden, you find your outlook a little brighter. You find it not quite so hard to say, thank you, God, to pray with thanksgiving. You just focus on the good things. Next, express thanks even when you don't feel it. You say, well, that would be hypocritical. No, it's not. You're giving God thanks because He is worthy and He deserves it, no matter how you feel. Since when is your feeling supposed to run your life? That's ridiculous. And good parents teach this to their children. A good parent will teach their child to say thank you. Maybe I was a mean parent. I don't know. Somehow, by the grace of God, they turned out okay. I admit I didn't do everything right. I tell you straight up. And maybe this isn't right. Maybe it's not a good example to follow. But this is the way I was. When I had something I was going to give to my kid, I wouldn't let go of it until they said, thank you. I wonder sometimes if the Lord is not that way with us. We want something and we just haven't got to the place where we believe we receive and we say, thank you. But here's what I do know is that parents teach this to their kids. And you know what, parents, if you want your kids to be happy people, teach them to be grateful people, because ungrateful people are unhappy people. One day, a man handed a little boy an orange, and his mother said, what do you say to the nice man? And the little boy said, peel it. Yeah, it can kind of be that way sometimes. But here's what we need to remember, is that we are to give thanks. Gratefulness that is not expressed, we call that ungratefulness. You have to give thanks. And the more that you express it, the more that it will change your outlook, it will impact your countenance and the way you look at life. It will impact your perspective, your attitude. It'll help you to be grateful if you'll just start saying, "Thank you, Lord," and express it out of your mouth. Henry Frost was a missionary to China, and he wrote about a very difficult time in his life. He said, "I received sad news from home. Deep shadows had covered my soul. I prayed, but the darkness did not vanish. I summoned myself to endure, but the darkness only deepened. Then I went to an island station and saw on the wall of the mission home these words, 'Try Thanksgiving.' I did, and in that moment, every shadow was gone, not to return." I'm just telling you that if we'll begin to express it out of our mouths, so often our faith will begin to rise and we'll begin to believe God again and be able to see that God is moving and working. So express that gratitude. I mean, there's always things to thank God for. You just say, "Lord, thank you for giving me the strength that I need today, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Thank you, Lord, for giving me wisdom, that you don't hold it back, but you give to all men liberally. Thank you, Lord, for a good idea at work and helping me to do a good job. Thank you, Lord, for my family. Thank you, Lord, for giving me friends and brothers and sisters in Christ. Thank you, Lord, for my job. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, your mercy. Thank you, Lord." You just say it out of your mouth. You just start thanking God for things. And I'm telling you, it will impact your attitude. Number four, to be grateful all the time, in everything give thanks. You got to thank God for imperfect gifts. There's something somehow in our nature where we want things to be perfect. It can be 99% good, but we'll find that one thing that's wrong. The Bible says in Proverbs 18:22, "He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord." Doesn't say anything about finding a husband, but it says that finding a wife is a good thing, and you found favor from the Lord. I'm a blessed man. My wife is so close to perfect, but she is imperfect. But you know, if I allow myself, I can focus on her flaws. I can become critical and judgmental. Or I can thank God for the gift that He's given me and be grateful. You see, if God has given you a job, you can always find something wrong with your job. Every job has things that you don't like, things that are difficult, challenges that come up, dealing with people, whatever it might be. You thank God for the imperfect gift. If you don't thank God for imperfect things, you'll pretty much never thank God. Thank God for imperfect friends. You thank God for an imperfect church. There's a lot of miserable Christians in our culture right now because they bought into this consumer mentality about church, and they church shop all the time and they never find one that's perfect. They think they got one and they'll go for a few months. Some of them even go for a few years, and then there's just something that bugs them, and it bugs them, and it bugs them. We're just going to have to go look for a new church. And you know what? They'll try 10, and eventually most of those people end up out of church. I thank God for an imperfect church. It's His church. Thank God for imperfect gifts. People pray for a job, they get a job, and then they complain about that job. It's amazing. They want this certain house, and they finally get the house, they complain about the house they got. Last, don't take things for granted. We have so many blessings in our life that Somehow we just seem to forget. We don't realize all that we have. And everything good in our life, it came from Him. I mean, if we have food to eat and clothes to wear and a place to sleep, much less a car to drive, and we got a job, we got a family that loves us and friends, you got friends that will pray for you, you are a blessed person. You're rich. How we take so much for granted every day. Easy to forget about the daily blessings of the Lord. When you woke up this morning, you just say, thank God for another day. Or did you just say, well, it's another day. Another day, another dollar. That's the attitude of the world. No, it's another day that God has given us to live and to enjoy and to be a blessing to somebody else. I'm telling you, every day ought to be a day that we give thanks in everything. See, the secret of life, the secret of being happy in life is not getting everything that you want. That's what the world says. And man, are they miserable. They're not happy. Doesn't matter what they get, they're never happy, at least not for long. The secret to being happy in life is being thankful for what you have. Well, if I just had this, I could be happy. No, you wouldn't. You got to be happy. You got to be thankful for what you have. A lot of the time, we just don't realize what we have until it's gone. Woman went to her doctor because she found a lump in her breast, and the doctor biopsied it, and the woman was so anxious and troubled while she was waiting for the results of her test. She was so upset. And it finally came back. It was benign. There's no cancer. And the woman, with tears of joy, she began to thank God. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Let me tell you something. Nothing actually changed. She didn't have cancer. But all of a sudden, she was so grateful that she didn't have cancer. Are you grateful this morning that you don't have cancer? I'm just telling you, all of us deal with things that happen in life. And in the midst of those things, yes, we should be grateful and thankful. But a lot of us, we need to realize how blessed we are right now. And we don't even thank God for those things unless they're taken away or the threat is there. One person went in. The boss called them to come in. They're going to have a talk. And, you know, they were afraid during this pandemic that that might mean that they were going to lose their job. And instead, the boss said, you know what? You've been doing a good job. We're going to give you a raise. They were thanking God. I'm just telling you, you see, we need to realize so many blessings in our life that we have, that we don't even bother to thank God. We need to be grateful. Have you thanked God for the ability to taste? I mean, have you dug into some Mexican food and you're just like, oh man, this is good. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I can tell by looking at you, you know what I'm talking about. And you don't even appreciate that until you can't taste. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. Are you thankful that you can see? I don't like wearing glasses, but I'm thankful that I can see. Are you thankful that you're able to walk in here this morning? There's so much that we should be thankful for every day. And it may sound like, you know, this religious talk. But But that's only because of the callous ungratefulness of our culture. This is how we're supposed to live. That every day we're grateful for the blessings of God. So I'll close with this morning. Psalm 103, 1 through 5, it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." So many blessings. Forgiveness, healing, deliverance, joy, peace. He fills our life with good things. Yes, some of you right now are facing difficult circumstances. Some of you, difficult circumstances. There's a storm coming. They're coming, it's coming down the road. But in the midst of it all, give thanks. In everything, give thanks.